Okay, are you still with me? Great, thanks. I really appreciate this. You know, when you're head of ranch security, you get used to the terrible loneliness of the job. We don't expect help from anyone else. And that's okay because all our training has prepared us to... You won't believe this. What a lousy time to get the hiccups. Hang on a second whilst I hold my breath. Are you still with me? Okay, I think that worked. Sorry for the interruption. Where were we? Oh, yes. I had leaped into my rocket dog suit and was roaring up to the gravel drive at the rear of the house. And things had gotten very tense and scary. And when I arrived at the scene of the... This is embarrassing. And I mean very embarrassing. We dogs don't get hiccups very often. But when we do, they often strike at the very worst of times. See what I mean? If we got hiccups in the middle of the night, when nobody was around, that wouldn't be any problem. But now, we don't expect the world to be perfect. But it really annoys me when I get frazzling hiccups right in the middle of a... right in the middle of a tense and crucial mission. I mean, hiccups make a dog sound about half goofy, right? And that would be a very false impression, because those of us who go into security work are anything but goofy. Hold everything. I think they just went away. Terrific. What made my hiccups go away? I have no idea. But if you ever get the hiccups, you might try it. Where were we? Boy, there is no feeling to compare to the feeling you get when you've suffered a bad attack of hiccups and then they quit. At first, you're almost afraid to move or talk for fear the slightest change in your bodily whatever will bring back the hiccups. But as you can see, this time we've chased away the hateful little hiccups, and now we can return to our story. Once in the rocket dog procedure, I went to full throttle on all engines and went roaring up the hill, leaving Drover to sleep his life away. As I approached the gravel drive behind the house, I eased back on the throttle and executed a smooth landing. A glance towards the kitchen window told me that my friends in the house, Loper, Sally Mae, little Alfred, and baby Molly, were beginning to stir, and perhaps were gathering around the breakfast table for, well, breakfast, of course. To them, it was just another morning, nothing out of the ordinary, and they had no idea of the crisis that was brewing outside their kitchen window. But that was okay. They didn't need to know, and I had no intention of disturbing their moments of peace and tranquility. With a little luck, I would get things wrapped up, and they would never have to know about the grave dangers the ranch had faced outside their window. See, one of the marks of a top-of-the-line blue-ribbon cow dog is that we don't expect a lot of glory and praise. If it comes, that's nice, but if it doesn't, well, that's just part of the job. Our most important reward is the satisfaction of knowing that we've done our duty. Anyway, we've come to the crucial moment, and you're probably sitting on the edge of your chair. I don't blame you. If I had a chair, I'd be sitting on the edge of it, but I don't, so let's get to the scary part. Did you hear that? They're coming back. The stinking, stupid, pig-nosed hiccups. How can we present the full dramatic impact of this very tense and crucial situation when I'm hicking on every other sentence? Well, there's nothing we can do about it. We'll just have to bull our way through and hope for the best. But let me urge you not to laugh if I start hicking again. Please try to remember how humiliating this is for a dog in my position. Okay, Sally Mae's car was parked on the gravel drive behind the house, just where it was supposed to be. A quick scan of the area told me that all four tires were on the ground, which meant that the gravel had not yet interrupted the gravitational whatever of the so forth. That was good news. So I went straight into the next phase of the procedure, the deep crouch position. Curled up in the DCP, I felt power and strength gathering in my enormous leg muscles. The same power and strength that would soon propel me upward and launch me onto the hood of... You know, the thought of jumping onto the hood of Sally Mae's car made me a little uneasy, shall we say. I mean, she's pretty fussy about that car and tries to keep it clean and nice. If you want to see Sally Mae mad, just let a sparrow fly over and drop a whitewash on her car. One of the few times she ever yelled at her precious kitty came when Pete walked across the hood and left muddy prints on it. Wait a second. Hold everything. Halt. Pete once got into big trouble for walking on the car, right? Yet, he was the one who had told me the secret procedure for... Huh.